This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Nearly the entirety of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta coast faces a risk of flooding as a storm system pushes through the area from early this morning into early Wednesday morning. For the Kuskokwim Delta coast and Nunivak Island, a coastal flood advisory in place means that flooding of low-lying areas and erosion is possible, affecting communities including Makoriuk, Tuksuk Bay, Kipnuk, Kungiganak, and Quinnahock. Persistent southerly and southwesterly winds as high as 55 miles per hour and waters as much as 3.5 feet above the normal high tide line are expected, with the highest levels seen during high tides this morning and this evening. Beginning this afternoon, wave heights between 8 to 12 feet are expected in coastal waters. Further north, along the Yukon Delta coast, including the communities of Hooper Bay, Nunam Ikwa, Imanik, and Alakanuk, a more severe flood warning is in place until late Wednesday night. Wind gusts could reach as high as 65 miles per hour along sections of the coast. The effects will vary by community and are even expected to affect some lower Yukon River communities. According to the National Weather Service, water levels up to 6 feet will likely inundate most, if not all, of Nunam Ikwa. Water will back up in the river at Kotlik and flooding will occur around houses in low-lying areas. Scammon Bay will be impacted as water in the Coon River backs up and floods the west end of the runway and adjacent low-lying areas. Hooper Bay fuel storage may be inundated and the road to the airport may be partially submerged. Flooding is possible upstream on the Yukon River to Mountain Village, with significant flooding at Imanik and Alakanuk possible. Water may also back up the Ninglikfak River, bringing high water to Chivak. There may be stormy weather afoot, but polls are open for municipal and school board elections throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta today. Seats on local government councils are on the ballot, as well as seats on regional school boards for nearly all of the school districts in the region. In Bethel, the city is offering free bus rides to and from the polls. Both of Bethel's voting precincts are located at the Ubit Pichirayat Cultural Center. Polls close at 8 p.m. In communities where there isn't a local election scheduled, the regional school board elections are taking place by mail. Ballots must be postmarked by today, October 7th. Find KYUK's local election coverage by visiting kyuk.org and finding the Elections 2025 tag. If there is an issue with accessing voting in your community, contact the Western Alaska Regional Office of the State Division of Elections by calling 907-443-5285. You can also email news@kyuk.org to report issues with voting. President Trump on Monday approved the 211-mile Ambler Road in northwest Alaska. The Ambler Road is intended to spark a new mining industry. The decision reverses one made by the Biden administration, which was itself a reversal. Trump says the Ambler project will make Alaska bigger and better with more jobs.
It's an economic gold mine, so to speak. And I signed this years ago, and Biden unsigned it for me.
The road would begin on the Dalton Highway south of Coldfoot. About 26 miles of it would be in Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve. The road would terminate east of the village of Ambler. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the project is important for the nation.
We got copper, lead, zinc, gold, silver, gallium, germanium, so rich in all of the minerals that we need to win the AI arms race against China and to prosper as a country.
Road opponents say they are gearing up for a legal fight. The road is controversial in the Kobuk Valley and in villages along the proposed corridor. Some want the jobs. Others, particularly villagers who live a subsistence lifestyle, are worried. Rico DeWild of Huslia thinks about what it will mean to link the region to the Dalton Highway.
I don't want the Ambler Road because it's going to bring in too many outsiders during hunting season, and also it's going to open up the land to development and destroy a lot of the habitat as far as fish spawning streams and caribou migrations and everything else that it brings with it negatively.
The Trump administration also announced on Monday the government will invest more than $35 million for a 10% stake in Trilogy Metals to further exploration in the Ambler Mining District. Top state lawmakers say they're investigating why $50 million from the state's primary savings account was invested in an outside private equity fund. Former Revenue Commissioner Adam Crum committed to investing $50 million in state dollars in the fund shortly before his resignation took effect, according to his successor. The political website Alaska Landmine first reported the news and identified the outside fund as Digital Bridge, a digital infrastructure investment firm. Crum, who is running for governor, did not respond to a request for comment on Monday. Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, says he and the state House Speaker learned about the investment on a call with Governor Mike Dunleavy on Tuesday of last week. He says they've asked the legislative auditor to look into it.
We're not accusing anybody of anything. We're trying to find the truth right now. We're in an investigative stage right now, as is the governor. I mean, he was very forthright in talking to us about this.
Stevens and House Speaker Bryce Edgemond issued a joint statement on Friday saying the state should not make future, quote, high-risk investments without involving the legislature. Dunleavy's office and the Department of Revenue did not respond to a series of questions seeking more information on the investment and whether it's consistent with the state's investment policies. The money for the investment comes from the state's main rainy day fund, the Constitutional Budget Reserve. Unlike the permanent fund, the reserve is typically invested in safe, cash-equivalent assets that are easy to sell quickly, like short-term U.S. Treasury bills. Lawmakers have repeatedly drawn from the account in recent years to fill gaps in the state budget. But private equity investments tend to be far less liquid, and Stevens says that undermines the purpose of the savings account.
We're concerned that what we've heard, whether it's a proper investment, whether we are tying up monies that we shouldn't be tying up, you know, we just have limited savings these days, and we need to be very careful about protecting those savings.
Stevens says he expects lawmakers will hold hearings on the issue. This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koryana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Ganumchit coming up.